Blog Talk Radio.
Got a mismatch. Walker on McGee with four. Kemba Walker. Step back. Walker. Cornea Kemba does it again.
Gilbert for the win.
I believe Rob is on. You know, Rob didn't speak to the people one time. Guess he's not on. That's cool. Well, my name is Jarrell Leifer, Dapper J, Dap, whatever you want to call me. I'm here. It's crazy, man. 2015 is literally over in 2 days. Can you believe that? Like, this year has definitely been nothing short of memorable, to say the least. Good, bad, or indifferent. It was a memorable year. A lot of good, a lot of bad, but I'm allowed to tell the story, so at the end of the day, that's all that counts, right? On this podcast episode, we're definitely going to talk about the NFL, because the Washington Redskins are NFC East champs. Let me say that again. The Washington Redskins are NFC East champs. What a time. You know, we're going to talk about the Panthers losing. They're still the best overall team in football, but they had to get humbled now before the playoffs because Lord knows they would have took an L in that Super Bowl like New England did. Twitter wouldn't let them happen. You got the Patriots losing to the Jets. You got the Packers, and my favorite quarterback in the game right now is Aaron Rodgers, and I've never seen him get robbed like that, ever. We're going to touch on the Peyton Manning scandal. You know, they're saying he used HGH to get healthy when he had the four neck surgeries. We're going to talk about the Tamir Rice verdict. We're going to get on that in a second. We're going to talk best albums and mixtapes, the best songs of the year, the breakout artist in 2016, and we're going to kind of sum up what 2015 meant for us. And I believe my brother Bobby G's on the phone finally. Hey, yo, Rob.
What's good, man?
What's good?
Cooling. We got the intro out the way. I hear you.
Yeah, you know, I do this for a living, so I actually get paid to do this now, so.
Hey, yeah, man. That's always a good thing.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, before we get into any of this, how was your Christmas, bro?
It was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Had a great dinner with the family. You know, I made half the food, you know. Chef Boral Bobby, if y'all ain't know, one of the best you ever seen in the kitchen.
Well, there's a funny story. In Panama this year, it was one of the drunkest days I've probably ever been in a car. We were all gone, like all of us. And somehow we made it home. I don't know how, by the grace of God, thanks for looking over it.
Yeah.
And we basically all passed out and woke up to Rob cooking food. It was a beautiful thing. Like, yo, we got food for it. Let's go. We're going crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah,
so definitely, you know, Rob.
Yeah, man, you know, I do what I do, man, when I can.
I feel it. Anything else happen? You know, any gifts, any memorable things, or just family time?
Yeah, you know, we got little trinkets and stuff, you know. Get the little sweaters, you know. The usual.
Definitely. But for me, I think this is the first Christmas I realized I grew up. Because I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't want anything specific. So I didn't really get much. You know, I got like a couple, I got a couple sweaters, jeans. Shout out Eddie Bauer, man. I've been rocking that lately. You know, Eddie be on point. Shout out Melanie, man. Melanie got me some DC socks. Shout out her, man. That's all you.
Word? That's dope.
So much love to her. And shout out my boy Dre. Got to see him yesterday, too. Other than that, I mean, I bought my folks stuff. Like, I bought Isaiah 1-1 for good reason. Bought that, bank sweaters. Dog, do you realize how expensive Joseph and A Bank is? Like, it's one thing to see the commercials. I'm like, I wonder why we never shop there. Then I go in there. We see the sale, but I'm like, you know, maybe they're kind of tricking us. And I look at the sweater. My life flashed before my eyes. It said $345. I was like, I love my father. I can't drop this for his sweater. By the grace of God, it was $325 because he wouldn't have got that sweater. And you know, we bought this man, so I'm my stepmom. It was really like more family, less gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like grandma, money. Like the money's always appreciated. Now I'm working just add to the pile, but everything was cool. We had like a if you weren't here Christmas, come today type formal on Sunday. So that was cool. I mean, more of my family and friends. And family and friends and whatnot. But yeah, Christmas was cool. No, it was a good time. Like Christmas was dope. Basketball was good.
Yeah, man.
Can't be stopped. I'm trying to tell you. Some special things.
It's a good game.
Let's see the Bulls. They beat the Thunder. I was disappointed by that.
Yeah,
that
was crazy.
And then after basketball, the day after Christmas,
hey, come
you know,
on,
we
right?
got an extra Christmas gift.
Come on, you already knew it.
Redskins, man, we division champs.
Number one, man.
How you feel, dog?
Man, I've been telling people we going to the playoffs the whole year. I've been saying that. Even when we was losing every other game, going on losing streak, I was like, yo, we getting there. We done right at the ship at the right time, and now we're in the playoffs. Like, we ain't scared of no team. You know, we get the first game at home. Of course, we're going to beast out there. I don't even care who we playing anymore. Like, we're going to win the first game. Like, we're going to go into FedEx, kick whoever's butt it is, and then it's on after that, you know?
It's
good about this year.
Like, low-key, and no one's really peeping it. We can have a Giants-type run.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We play our season, we catch hot late, we beat a quality team, then we're going to beat a team that we would have never beaten in the season. And then it's like, yo, these guys are really for real. We can really go somewhere.
Yeah.
The people, to all my listeners who are not Redskins fans, if what I say comes to fruition, you are going to be.
Oh, man, you already know, man.
You will hate me.
All I need is one championship.
They don't want it, Rob. They really don't want it.
Like, man, like, oh, man. Just give me one. And they're gonna hope the Redskins never win again.
The thing is, I was watching that at my friend's house. He's an Eagles fan. And it was tweeted. He was like, we're going to blow you out. You got the trash. I'm like, okay. All right, I'll let you talk. First drive, 6. They score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, cool. Our drive, 3-0. Then the second drive, you know, we scored, but we missed the extra point. And it's like,
yeah.
All right, this is going to be interesting. I'm thinking it's going to be a shootout. Then they drop pivotal, you know, chances to blow us out, touchdown. And everything was good. Granted, Kirk Cousins did one of the dumbest things I may have ever witnessed.
Oh, man. I don't even know how that happened.
I get that we all make mistakes, and even dumb mistakes. But I've never seen
that. They took a minute for the snap off and for him to kneel the ball.
With 6 seconds? It's not like, whoa,
like,
one there, 6 yard line. We can score.
Right. This dude, man, he literally.
That got me a little anxious. I'm like, man, this is the turning point of the game. I'll never hear the end of it. A lot of great stuff. We did our thing. Shout out my man D Hall for that fumble recovery.
Taking it into the end zone, man.
On track. When he gets the ball in his hand, he makes plays, ladies and gentlemen. The only player in NFL history with five fumble recoveries for touchdowns and five pick sixes. He's not a Hall of Fame player, but that's Hall of Fame numbers, you feel me?
Yeah, man. He's building his resume still.
And then also, they said that's our first defensive touchdown in Philly since Sean. And I was like, yo.
That's a little too right, man.
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But definitely, man, it felt good to wake up and be a champion. I was just like, man, I could have really went off, but I was like, you know, I'm going to be chill. You know, Rob.
Well, you know, I let a couple tweets off.
He let a couple tweets off that I wish I could have retweeted and really went in with him, but I'm like, yo, people follow me on Twitter. That wouldn't work well. Go follow him at BobbyGeorge413 and you'll see the tweets. The couple red flags. I, as a Redskins fan, agree with Joe Harden, but I cannot retweet. That's why I just favorite it and laugh.
That Virginia is now a corporate entity.
Forget that. Let's see what else happened.
That was an
extra Christmas gift.
Yep.
Then Sunday was upset city. The Falcons won. And I had a feeling they would win.
I called it. I mean, I don't know if I said it on the podcast, but you can go back and check. I said the team that got the best chance of beating the Panthers is a team in their division, because it's rival game. It's always going to be, you know, usually going to be close. And what happened? They went in and won.
Julio!
I mean, that play was crazy.
Is he the best receiver in football?
He might be. He really might be.
To me, I like him up in a Hula fan. I've been rocking with Julio. Matt Ryan definitely holds back his greatness, because Julio could have put up ridiculous numbers this season. If you look at his numbers now, he has 127 catches, 1,700 yards receiving. I'm not sure the touchdown, but that's what Matt Ryan. You can only imagine.
I mean, Matt Ryan can throw the ball, though. I mean, he struggled recently.
If you gave him a more prolific quarterback,
that could be possible.
Shout out Atlanta. You know, definitely the internet will let you know, no matter how great you are, when you lose, the crying Georgians come up, and you can't escape it. They had Cam Newton dabbing with the Jordan meme. I was just like, who does this?
Oh, man, you know, you already know the internet streets going to get you, man.
It's like you could be winning a whole – like, can you imagine if the Patriots had went 18-0 and lost in the Super Bowl with Twitter now?
That would have been hilarious.
Crazy, dog.
They'd have meme Tom Brady to death, man. Twitter does know how to pile on, man.
Everybody.
Especially Welker, man. That guy. He just failed big time.
I'm saying. But anyway, you know, shout out the Panthers. Speaking of the Patriots, man, they lost to the Jets.
Which I also said was going to happen when they were undefeated.
You said that too.
I said, yo, the Jets are going to beat them. I was like, they're not, it doesn't really matter now because they already lost earlier. But when they were undefeated, I was like, yo, the Jets played them close the first time. they're going to beat them the second time. And the game meant, I mean, that game, you know, for now, knocked the Steelers out the playoffs. So, I'm happy.
Yeah, man. Speaking of the Steelers, we got Steelers in the group, meaning our fantasy football. Granted, I had a terrible fantasy football season because all the players that were huge for me just got injured and I didn't adjust. So
he has a fat team, guys.
The fantasy football trophy, you know.
Yeah, man.
The Bills, like, you're giving me Le'Veon Bell. None of this would have happened. I have words I would like to say to Phil, but they're not appropriate, so I'm not going to say it. But if you listen to me, you know how I feel. And then what else happened? And the Packers. I know you don't like Aaron Rodgers. Or you don't think he's the best. I think
I think he's overrated.
But I've never seen
Aaron. He's a great quarterback. Oh, man. He got manhandled.
Throttled, manhandled, destroyed. Any adjective, verb, synonym that you want to use.
It was bad. That kind of reminded me of when the Cardinals beat the Panthers in the playoffs that year, and I think Stallone threw like 5 picks. I was like, what kind of game is this? Aaron Rodgers was getting hit everywhere.
They will tell you that was the team that's supposed to win the Super Bowl. Like, as great as the 03 team was to them, that 09 team was the team that's supposed to do it.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be crazy if Arizona marches right back into Carolina with the same Larry Fitz?
Yeah.
And just does it again.
Oh, man. That was, whew.
Because to be real, I feel like they're more battle-tested than Carolina. The NFC South is scheduled in the league. So you see what Arizona
is doing. Well, I guess the AFC
South. With their division,
yeah,
they're looking really scary, bro. Really.
I'm trying to tell you. I think our Redskins could stand up to anybody, but I don't want no smoke with the Cardinals until we have to. You know, if somebody else can knock them off on some fluke play or something, be my guest. I just don't want to get in the ring with them.
I feel like, well, we've always been, like I told you the other day, I feel like we have always been able to hang with Arizona. Because they can't hold Deshaun. Patrick Peterson, Deshaun showed it last year when we played him. And Matthew was playing. Jordan Reed scored a touchdown that game. That's it. All we need is a consistent run game and for our defense not to give up the big play. That happens.
And for us not to give them the big play. With
drive and he can touchdown.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
It's going to be. It'll be interesting, to say the least.
Definitely. And to wrap up this football, Tuesday, this is the last Tuesday. We're going to talk a lot about music. To wrap up the football discussion, to me, the greatest quarterback that I think that I grew up on, a lot of people say Brady. I'm a Peyton Manning fan.
I'm Brady, man.
And then hear this HGH scandal come up. I was mad like Peyton. I was like, really? Like Peyton? We talking about
it. Yeah. I mean, hey, anybody can do anything, man. Yeah, I done seen the people I thought the best of do the worst things. So it doesn't, people's names don't mean too much to me. But, I mean, it is surprising that, Peyton Manning. But, I mean, it's kind of logical when you look at his injury history. I mean,
surgeries? He had 4 neck surgeries. But at the time, HGH wasn't even illegal in the NFL. Steroids was, but HGH wasn't. It wasn't legal until 2014. So that's one. Two, I look at, if they said, it majorly affected his play for the better. 2011 was one of his worst seasons. That's when he was just throwing picks to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then, he ended up leaving after that. So,
there was going to boost his stats too much. when you're taking them, you know, immediately they don't, you know, boost the stat. But right. I don't even think he was using them to, like, I mean, it's not like he needed, you know, extra arm strength or, you know, it doesn't improve his accuracy.
I just think he was using
it to get healthy.
Yeah, but I don't think he would do that. That's just like the type of person he's come across as. He's just a naturally good dude. You know,
I mean,
you can say what you want about him on the field, but off the field, we've never heard of people about Peyton Manning ever.
I mean, but technically, it's not a bad thing to do if it wasn't illegal.
Right.
You know, so, I don't get what the whole, you know, hoopla is about. If that's like saying I used to sell crack 5 years ago and say 5 years ago crack wasn't illegal. It wouldn't matter if it was illegal now when I was doing it, it wasn't. So technically I wasn't a bad person doing it. You know?
I agree, Rob. Huh? See, it's a beautiful thing when I can agree with Rob on something because it doesn't happen often. We argue all the time. You know what I mean? I like that. You know, I got to be Kirk Cousins, man. I like that. You feel me?
Oh, God.
It brings
He's been affected.
Good vibes to my heart. Heck yeah, been affected. We in NFC's chest.
Number one. Let them know.
Number one, man. You know how many people picked us to be last? They picked us to be last,
bro. Yeah, man. You know, in our division, you know.
Right.
They're acting like every team was a sure bet or something. Like the Eagles had it all together. Like the Giants have been dominating or something. And the Cowboys aren't just one accident from doing something stupid. I'm like, come on, man. Like, why are you going to play us like that? But it's okay. We're number one. So.
You know, Kyle, I was talking to him. Well, he hit me up like, you still suck. And I'm like, you're a Niners fan. I don't even trust that. He was a Broncos fan. For over 10 years and then just switched up. So I don't even trust that. That's fake for me. One, two. I'm like, I always love winning. You're not winning, so why are you talking to me? But you guys,
exactly.
You're not winning. I told you before the season started, you have the worst record in your division. Oh, no, we won't. We're going to be good. No, you're not. Oh, that's
I mean, everybody
good.
Knew that the Niners were going to be trash.
Just drafted that. It's okay, man. They're going to handle us. And the crazy thing, our division's about to get a whole lot better because, you know, people say the NFC East is trash, but historically, we are the greatest division. Most Super Bowls.
I mean, we're the best division of all time. We just had a down year this year.
Right. And everyone, we're trash. I'm like, bro, we could be trash and still pull more ratings than you. Why? Because people care.
Exactly.
Care about you?
I don't.
No.
I don't understand why people, you know, they try to bash us this year, like the NFC South hasn't been garbage for the majority of the last decade and a half. And
you're
the
right.
AFC South has been even worse. Like, they literally have three garbage teams in the Colts who look like they're good because they're beating up on trash teams. Like, don't come in my division because we have one down here.
Right. And then, you know, Eagles fans are like, we're the first team to make the playoffs without beating a team with a winning record. But then one of my homies was like, but you got swept by a team that did that. So what does that mean?
Exactly. How are you talk trash? You didn't win the game against us. Like, and we blew you up the second game. The one y'all was like, yeah, no, we won't come in there. It's our home game. We're going to win this and then surprise and take the division. And then we slaughtered you in front of your home fans.
Just
like,
tell
come
them
on.
Rock, do what I say.
Like,
kick rock.
I don't even want it's just funny.
You know what's beautiful? Like, we play in Dallas next week, and I don't even care for real.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, beat us 50 to nothing, because at the end of the day, you'll be at home, and we're
right.
So that's
hey, you got a $100 million quarterback
and
at home.
That's some crazy stuff. But, you know, that's enough football for today. On a real serious topic,
yeah.
Man. You see the ruling for the Tamara Rice
case,
bro. Our system's so long. I didn't work today either, so I can only imagine what they were reporting. But it's just like, dog, really?
I mean, we've seen this movie before, you know. It's had a lot of sequels, man. Too many. You know. I'm not even surprised by these decisions anymore. Like, I still remember how outraged it was when the Trayvon Martin you know, verdict came down, everybody was like, oh my gosh. I was like, man, that's crazy. I was like, wow. But then after that, I mean, it, stuff was happening so frequently. It was like, by the time you get ready to, you know, mourn one, it was, another one already happened, you know, another one was happening. So it's like, I don't know, maybe I've just grown numb to it. I mean, you already kind of know when the BS is about to happen, so.
But is it a problem that we're growing numb to? I say, yeah, because it's like, it shouldn't be a problem. Like, me working in news, like, I was telling Mel, like, man, don't be surprised if I see you, I love you text more. Because, you know, you hear people like, oh, yeah, people die every day. No, people really die every day. That stuff gets to you. You just be like, man, this stuff
hey,
bad.
Man. The words of Rico, man. People get shot every day, B.
That stuff is really real. People just think that's a funny or a dope phrase. Like, no.
Yeah, man. I'm like, I mean, you watch the, you work in the news. You know, I watch the news. I mean, you see it every day. So, I mean, it sucks. I mean, I'm not, don't get me twisted. You know, it sucks. And it's horrible that that stuff happens, especially so frequently. Yeah, but, I mean, so they change. I mean, I don't even know what to do anymore. You know, people are like, oh, get the body cameras. That doesn't do anything. I mean, it's not like there hasn't been footage of these incidents. You know,
right? We
like,
get
it
footage.
Happens, and then they just make up excuses when it happens. So it's like, come on, man. It's
like
he was resisting arrest.
Like, look at that, my man blatantly like sprayed that dude 15, 16 times, and he's just getting, you know, tried a year later. They deleted the McDonald's footage.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, who are you going to call when that cop is the one shooting you? So.
It just hurts my heart, man. You know, prayers to the Rice family. You know, praying for the country.
Yeah,
our judicial system. We all need prayer. You feel me? We had to show them we can be real, because this, I don't know, I just get fed up. Like, stuff like that make you want to drink more. And I don't really drink, you know, just
yeah,
drink.
Man.
You know, so.
That stuff's depressing, man.
Definitely. But on a brighter note,
As
2015 comes to a close, we must realize that musically, this has been one of the greatest years of all time. And years from
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man.
They'll say 2015, the same year as like 94 or 96 or 93.
But
the music that's been delivered has been nothing short of phenomenal.
Man, I didn't know there was this many albums that, you know, this many albums, mixtapes, and things that dropped this year. Like, making my list, I'm like, wow, man. I literally was just thinking, like, oh, man, that's 40 albums right there. I'm like, man, I'm still adding more. I'm like, this is crazy.
I agree. And it's just from the beginning, like, I count, you know, 2014 Forrest's Drive in the 2015 because it dropped late in 2014. And in 2014, musically was terrible. Like, they were gems, don't get me wrong. That whole year,
yeah, it was depressing. It was that was sad. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be hype. Wait a minute, this year sucks.
Right. And I feel like Cole's album kind of was like the father. Like, okay, I'm gonna drop this, and everyone's gonna put their best foot forward because you had that. Then Lupe come out. Joey Badass debut album was cool. Then you got freaking Drake in February. People were like, he really going to drop something around the 6-year anniversary of So Far Gone? He does it. We going crazy
man.
Out of Spring Break soundtrack. You know, shout out. Man, anything associated with PCB will always be
legendary. It's legendary, man. Yeah.
Legendary off, man. So, yeah, that. Then Kendrick dropped his album. Then Big Sean dropped his. Wale dropped his.
Wale dropped, yep.
Like, all the first 3 months was jam-packed fire.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wrong. You totally got it.
The second half was the...
You got Fetty Wap come out the cut.
Yeah, Fetty dropped his, finally.
Tory Lanez.
Yep.
everybody.
ASAP.
Like, he was a whole, just Logic, Dollar Sign, Bieber, Adele's the GOAT. You name it, they dropped it. Whether it's a mixtape,
yeah, man.
Album.
Young Jeezy, man, and Ross.
Yeah, Ross dropped stuff. Erykah Badu dropped a mixtape.
Yeah, like, what?
What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. So with that being said, man, you know, what are your favorites?
My top five? We doing mixtapes first.
What do you want to know first?
We can do albums first.
Albums. All right. So
yeah.
Before we get into that, is if you're reading this, it's too late. An album or mixtape?
I have an album. I mean, if you sell units, like, you know, this, if you're making money off it, I gotta put it as an album.
Fair enough. I don't feel like it was an album based off of quality. But, you know, you sell
them,
you go platinum.
Dang, exactly. You can't have a platinum mixtape. It's impossible.
Well, Nicki Minaj and Drake have done it. So, yeah, easy company, my brother. All right, anyway, my bad. That's a hot one. Are we doing albums first?
Yeah.
I'm going to start
off. Okay.
And I'm using Cole in this list.
Okay.
Number, we doing top five, right?
Top five.
If you're reading this, it's too late, it's number five. And okay. I know all my friends are like, what? You love Drake. Don't get me wrong. You know I love Drake. This joint got jammed. Legend is probably one of the hardest intros of the year.
Yeah, man, it's dope.
Like, if you look at it from a body of work, this has a lot of hits. You know,
yeah. Me,
I remember putting it in the group meet, and everybody was like, yo, this that fire. And when you walk around campus, what were you hearing? Drake. No matter what,
mm-hmm.
And Drake. So, legend, know yourself. That's just the anthem of life. Madonna. Wednesday night interlude. Hey, tomorrow's Wednesday, so I'm probably going to play that because I'm low. Now and Forever is our spring break anthem. Shout out to that. You and the Six, Jungle, Six Kim, New York. This definitely got a lot of jams.
Oh, man, it's quality. It's quality.
That we're playing a lot of the year. Now, there's definitely some misses. What was a miss? Used to was cool. Six Man.
No.
It's like, it's songs that I'm not going to, like, 5 years from now, I don't think I'm playing No Tell. It's not a bad song, it's just like,
it's just
so, I love you, Drake. I'm ready for it. You know I'm ready for it. I'm buying it immediately. But that's number four. And this is tough, because I'm thinking, like, you got Thousand Ball Nothing, Dark Sky Paradise, Cole. You know, I'm going to shock you. Number four for me. Probably Dark Sky Paradise. Dark Sky Paradise.
Okay.
Number four, like, by far, Big Sean's best album. I'm a Big Sean fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Big Sean fan. Been a fan since Get You Some. So for all you new Big Sean fans, go look that up. And that date,
yeah,
me,
yeah,
and Big Sean was a fan. But his albums previously have been terrible.
I wouldn't say terrible.
They were cool at best.
Yeah, they just didn't live up to the hype he had surrounding. Like, he would have dope singles building up. He's like, yo, this is about to be crazy. And I would be like, oh, that's cool, but I ain't about to play this another month or two from now.
Yeah, Final Famous album was cool. Then Detroit comes out, fire.
Detroit was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, it's got a couple of joints, but it's not that crazy.
But Dark Sky Paradise,
whoo!
Flame, just from the beginning to the end. And I got to see this in concert. I'm not like stunting about when I say that. But it's definitely like a quality album.
Mm-hmm.
Endless radio joint. Like, you can't turn the radio without hearing Big Sean.
Yeah.
One of my favorite records. You know, Blessing, by All Your Fault, Play No Games. And I'm not saying that because these are singles. Those are really some fire records.
Yeah.
You know,
when dope records.
But man, One Man Changed the World, Touched My Soul. So
yeah,
great. I remember when I heard that, I'm like, this is probably his realest song since Final Fantasy Volume 3. When he did Memories.
Yeah, Memories is dope.
Really good. So, hats off to Big Sean. I hope you win a Grammy for One Man Changed the World. You know, I'm going in on my time, so I'm going to speed it up. Number three, I Don't Buy Nothing.
Okay.
I Don't Buy Nothing. Wale's best album by far. The White Shoes changed my life. I'm so glad, Wale, if you ever listen to this, I thank you that you performed this to me, Gio. It made me so
crazy.
Happy. So happy. I was like, shout out, Wale. I'm going to get a little emotional myself. Let me chill. But overall, see, I'm playing Big Sean. Man. My bad. Overall, Wale delivered. Definitely delivered with his album. And what's crazy is he has so much more coming. Like, I felt like this album had so many gems that people weren't really deep in. Like, The Pessimist with Cole, fire.
Yeah.
The God's Mouth, fire. The Glass Egg, fire.
Mm-hmm.
The Bloom, The Matrimony, we can keep going. Nothing.
Come on, man.
Y'all just don't.
Yep.
Don't miss it, man. Number two, 2014 Forest Hills Drive. They set the tone. This Cole's best album. Love Yours is one of his best records. And I'm so glad I got to see that. Like, that tour, that Forest Hills Drive tour is special, man. You definitely got to look at that documentary when it drops in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, like, that album from beginning to end, it got to be different moods. Cole was speaking that real. There's nothing better than when Cole speaks the truth, if you ask me.
Yeah, man, yo, Cole does it, man.
No cold world, no freaking blankets. Hey, shout out to shout out to Cole. Like, from January 28th, The Wet Dream, Saint Tropez, G.O.D., No Role Models, like, it's classics. I think 2014 Forest Hills Drive is going to be that classic. And number one, whether you agree or disagree, the groundbreaking album, that was Pimp Butterfly. He does it. You know, he goes and comes out the cut and just drops greatness.
Yeah.
I would say the album. I'm going to say, you know, Mortal Man is the greatest outro in the history of man. You say that again.
Greatest
Mortal
outro?
Man is
I don't know.
The greatest outro in the history
it's one of, them.
Of mankind, bro.
It's one of them.
Not even. I've never been so
I don't think it's the greatest.
And that, to me, solidified. Not even saying the album wasn't bad. The album was phenomenal from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
But that outro, if you had asked me my favorite song, it's probably outro like that. For me, the classic Mama. I was waking up to Mama. Black of the Berry. I Got Better. These Walls. King
mm-hmm.
Jesus. Yeah, that's my top five. So I'm going to let you go, man. I'm on the top. I'm going to let you go.
That's cool, man. Man, for me, well, let me get this. Well, I didn't put 2014 Forest Hills Drive on my list because it did come out in 2014.
That's fair.
You know, I was like, okay, I mean, if it was available, then I would have, but all right, made my list by the time, you know. So my number five, I mean, your number one is my number five. I was just listening to it today to see, you know, I was like, let me see if I missed something. And I like the album. Maybe it's kind of like it was written for me. Like when people talk about it was written compared to Illmatic. It's like, yeah, it was dope, but it was like, it wasn't Illmatic. And then years later, it was like, Chemical Brain is a classic. You know, it's a fire album. Like, To Pimp a Butterfly to me is dope. I love the concept, obviously. You know, I love the concept. Some songs I don't like, but I mean, when you think of Good Kid, Mad City, I just don't think To Pimp a Butterfly is better than it to me. You know, I still listen to the songs of Good Kid, Mad City. So,
and because no, Good Kid, Mad City like represents something different, but To Pimp a Butterfly will mean more, especially when you think of 15. And because of that, like, it'll gradually grow into something better. We realize it's all something else.
Word. I mean, hey, you know, my number four is the album About Nothing. I think, I mean, it's a solid album front to back. I only don't like one song on there. That's the Time in Houston. I was like, it's cool. I just don't. That's just not my favorite song, you know. Like you said, The Pessimist is fire to me. The intro is crazy. Like, I remember when I heard the intro, it was just like, whoa, this album is about to be ridiculous. Like, it definitely had a couple good singles. With The White Shoes was on the radio getting played, and The Matrimony, and The Body.
Jeremiah with the hook, B.
Yeah, man. That was crazy. My number three is, maybe it's because it's a double album, so I just said, man, you know what? It's got a lot of good tracks. I'm just going to put them all into one album to me. But The Documentary 2, I'm going to put that at number three. Because one, the first disc was just crazy. Like,
all discs were crazy.
Yeah, I like the first better for me. I feel like it was calm, it was more chill than the second. The second one, I feel like it had more bangers, which I was like, yeah, you know, it's dope. You know, if I'm riding a car, I'll probably play the second disc more. But like when I'm chilling in the room, the first disc is definitely getting spins. Like, I was like, dang, this is a great project. Game did not disappoint me with that album. And my number two is going to shock you for me saying this. My number two. My number two is Dirty Sprite 2.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is monumental. Rob Liking Future.
Right. Like, you know, I'm not even part of the super turn-up wave, you know. I mean, maybe because I was in, you know, at the T, you know, year and a half, you know. Maybe I'm getting indoctrinated into these new kinds of artists.
I was trying to tell you in 2011.
You can't deny Dirty Sprite 2. It just had a lot of hits. Like, it was a lot of great songs on the joint. I love the album, you know. Like, I was playing, I'm just like, man.
Will forever be legendary.
Like,
this
right?
What I'm talking about.
How do you just start off with the album with that? Like, bro, that was just, come on, man. Where You At, Man, was on the joint. Stick Talk is crazy. Freak Ho is obviously big at the T, you know?
Legend.
But you are, come on, man.
Better. RP, just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, man. Sounds like speaker knockers, man. But Ever Some Commas was dope. You know, Trapping is his, come on, man. He had dope, a lot of dope records on it. So I'll give him that. He's going to get my number two.
On that album, it's probably the Percocet and Stripper joint. I've never heard Future so smooth floating over a beat. That's so beautiful.
I was like, that's crazy that that one don't get, you know, the same hype as the other song.
Exactly.
But it's like, yo, he just snuck that joint in the album like, yo, watch me do this. And like, so my number one, man, like you said, I'm a fan, and this is easily his best album. And I listened to it, I was like, it's got everything. It's got hits, you know, sold records, got hits, great, you know, personal track stories. The verses were ridiculous. Dark Sky Paradise is my number one rap album of 2015.
Yo, I can hear Kato now saying, I told you that.
Like, you can't even, like, I can't even build an argument against it. Like, it had everything for me. You know, I could play it front to back and be like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to skip any song. Like, he was rapping, like, really rapping on this joint. So it was crazy to me.
I'm glad you're progressing with music. You're seeing what I've been trying to tell you for years. But now you're in the element that needs to be in. It's fine. Yeah, you know, I think that does help, though. You have to be in certain elements to digest certain type of music.
You know, to see its impact and everything. So
definitely.
That is my list.
So are we going to do mixtapes, or should we just do, like, standout songs and moments?
Yeah, we could do songs. So, you know, looking at the time, you know,
we got, like, 13 minutes kind of left.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, for mixtapes, though, of course, you got to shout out 56 Nights, though.
I mean, it gave us, you know, Trap and arguably the best song of 2015 in March Madness. Shout out Mark.
Exactly.
Mark Babies Everywhere, because we are the freaking GOAT. And we have an anthem show for it. So, yeah, March Madness, shout out Future, man. Man, shout out Future, man.
Yeah, Future had a great year.
Couldn't miss, you know, Future High. It was like, be the wave, be on the wave, or just get destroyed by the wave.
Exactly.
Man, I pray he can continue this and not like a one-year, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Future 2015, bruh. I've been listening to Future since college, but this year it was different. It was like it all came together.
Yeah, he hit his stride, man. He really did.
Yeah. You know, we're going to shout out songs. Shout out, like, certain mixtapes that I really bumped heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Why can tell the youngest call him the new Usher and Trap Soul New Confessions, which is false. Man, that's a fire album, man. I
got
to see
more. It's dope, yeah. I love the album. What is it, Confessions? Come on now. What is really Confessions? But.
Exactly. But, you know, shout out to Penn Griffey. Shout out to Tory Lanez, man. Them two mixtapes on Christmas are freaking flames.
Yeah, man. I would, you know, you put me on, you gave me the, you know, send me the link. So I was like, okay, let me download this drink. And I'm just like, listening to it. I'm like, man. Wait a minute. Yo, this dude's got some stuff.
I was trying to tell you, this is me and Dog that were hip, and no one was listening. It's okay. You know, we all on it together. So, man, shout out to them. Those are two of the mixtapes. I'm into so much music. I feel like 2015 won't be as appreciated.
Until,
when you were getting a fire album, you couldn't even just sit with it and bump it. It's like,
exactly.
Oh,
yeah, they're like,
playing. And then another
exactly.
thing was just like, well, this is playing.
It's like one of them old school days where you get like the 50 disc CD disc changer, wherever you got done with this one, spin another one.
Right.
Like, I will say a project I think got kind of lost in the sauce is it's better that way. It's better this way. But Big Crit, it's
because
crazy. It was like, as soon as that came out, I was like, yo, that's just dope. But then it was like, flood. It was like, that was the beginning of the second stream of flood of music. And it was like, dang. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely. Other songs I stand out, man.
Back to back.
Wait, before we get to back to back, we got to shout out Big, huge. Shout out to Jared. He don't get many shout outs. Shout out to Jared. He put in the Google's live. He don't like the app. And I heard it and I was like, yo, this is the one. This is it. Cam, man. I don't think it's the fall of the summer. And I was like, bro, I think it is. And then I saw it live and I was like, bro, this is a special song. And now when you ride, when I'm riding to work, all you hear is the beat. Let me stop singing. I can't sing. You know. But definitely, that's one of my favorite records.
Yeah, man.
You bought up Drake. I didn't bring it up. Rob brought it up.
I had to. You know, I give credit where it's due.
But back to back, bro. Let's Let me tell you how I'm back to back. And I'm bumping charged up, and Hotline Bling 4 got big. And I'm running on Twitter. Drake dropped a new song. It's a diss. Oh my God. And then you just hear, is that a world tour or a girl tour? I know that you gotta be a thug.
Right.
So it opened up more.
When he said that, I couldn't stop laughing.
I was like, yo. I was like, yo, Rob is crazy. And then I'm not the type that I'm typing and shout out all my boss, women, and wife.
I was like, yo, he's going in.
And then crazy, we were leaving that day. We're in the car. Mm. And shout out Power 105 Breakfast Club. I'm bumping music. And I said, like, Jarrell, bro, like, what? Take off your headphones. And they're playing back to back on the radio. It's not just any radio, it's the Breakfast Club. And Charlamagne's getting ready to give him Donkey of the Day. And I'm like, yo, I'm hearing this live. It's going to be Breakfast Club in DC. I'm like, yo, that all this trash, turn it. I'm like, no! What are you doing? So, back to back is the moment. Nominated for a Grammy. I pray it wins. Drizzy the freaking God. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I'm like, you know, he's good. We won't, you know, go that far.
That's definitely a song of the year.
Moment. Yeah.
It's a huge moment. Like, you know where you were, not when you heard that record, but just like when the memes started coming out.
Yeah.
I wish I could have been at OVO Fest for that. I really wish I could have been at OVO Fest for that one. What up, drop that shit down fire, song wise?
I don't
Tell
F with
your
you.
Friends by The Weeknd, Flames.
Mm-hmm.
Say it by Tory Lanez, Flames, Roy Wood. Like, there's a lot of just joints that came out. I was like, yo.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I don't F with you, man. It was crazy.
F with you.
That was crazy. Like, E-40 dropped a crazy verse. What?
You, bro, but no one listens to Jarrell.
Hey, my best that E-40 was dope. Just baller blocking with Hot Boys. But whatever.
Hey, Antidote by Travis Scott.
Woo!
Man, shout out my homie Miles for putting that in our squad Saturday video. I was just like, bro, this song is fire. What is this? And he's like, it's you, Travis Scott. And I was like, dog, this joint is flame.
Yeah, man, I was like, man, I mean, this year has had some big records, man. Some dope joints. Like, of course, we already said March Madness was crazy. Hotline Bling, that goes without saying. You know.
I know, and that Hotline Bling.
All right, it's crazy.
We gonna be all right.
Like,
hey,
that thing is.
We're forgetting a major component of 2015. Ray Schremer, bro.
Yo, I was just about to say
he
that.
He might have dropped a current classic album, bro.
Yeah, he man, like.
An album full of turn up hits.
Hey, that thing had fire. That was going to be one of my honorable mentions of albums, of top five albums of the year. Because, I mean, say what you want, but. You can't tell me they didn't have records, man. They were on, like, Blase and Blase, they were on that record, big record. You know, Come Get Her was crazy. This Could Be Us was dope.
No Type? Like,
no, come on. No Type was just,
Lit Like Big, Up Like Donald Trump. Like, we can keep going. Shout out to them. They were in the D-Ho, and they had us for
you. Yeah, man.
Started.
You know, shout out to them, man. You know, I got a twerk in the Coliseum with the seats. You know. So shout out to Ray Sherman for that.
I feel like we're missing so much music, and then when the podcast ends, It's gonna be like,
yeah, man. I mean, come on, Fetty Wap. I mean, we can, you know, Fetty Wap has had like four records already.
Rewind.
The My Way remix.
I just want to say that if you're a Fetty Wap fan, listen to Rewind. It'll change your life. Shout out Fetty. But yeah, like everyone was just was booming this shit, dog.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so we're just going to put a disclaimer. If we forgot the songs, we are sorry. There's a lot of great music that came out.
There's a lot.
But before we go, what was 2015 for you, man? No, the song was 2015, man.
2015, man. Oh, man. It was crazy. Like I said, great musically. You know, it was tough. It seemed like everybody seemed to have a tough 2015, man. So, you know, I definitely had some hardships, but I mean, some dope trials. I mean, for me, like, if I had to sum up my 2015, man, instead of saying, you know, when life gives you lemon, my quote has always been, sometimes you gotta steal the lemon. Like, you gotta make it happen. You know, you can't just wait for, you know, the nice, the turn of luck, you know, the blessings to rain down. So sometimes you got to go and take what's yours. And 2015 has taught me that.
That's real. Before I get up on it, man, 2015 has been an EQ of highs and lows. I experienced some highs, some major highs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Taking you to PCB was definitely a high.
Crazy.
Relationship. You know, that was pretty cool. I graduated from college before you. Got a freaking job in the field.
Yeah, man. Told you
what you wanted. We had, you know, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, but it was, man, what a time, dog, to really be real. Like, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Arians said it best: tough times don't last, tough people do. That's my 2015. So,
hey, man, that's real.
You know, happy new year to everybody. Be blessed.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'm stupid and I'm crazy. Shout out everyone listening. Shout out my girl, Nas.
Everybody.
Conversation Peach. You know, show love to her. Follow her on Twitter. Follow that on Twitter. Conversation Peach as a Peach.
Yeah, man.
I think that's pretty much it. Anyone listening, we appreciate you. If you don't.
You know, the 11th episode, man. We won twice over.
One of one like Deshaun Jackson.
Like, yo, man, this is like, come on, man. The one twice over. We the new 11.
Yeah. All right. And shout out my boy, KP Marino. We're going to play his track called Christmas Dove. It's still the holiday season. So, I'll probably
do it
and then dip out, man. Till next time. Till the
man,
new year, Rob.
Hey. Happy New Year, bro.
Happy New Year, too, bro.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. First day of Christmas, Marino gave to me a junky ass tape called 1983. Look, Marky got the pills, he got the gang on me. I'm 40 in the cut in case you flag on me. I feel like it's something I should say, homie. 1983 and any day, homie. And I don't want no action, I'm just on your money. One of your scuddies. Bitch don't need no Mac to look magnificent. I bet you some of my bitches on your Christmas list. Like, ha ha ha, you interested? Watch for the nigga tip the shit and flip to the penmanship. Let y'all niggas know that y'all niggas just ain't built for this. Gotta let them know what the mission is. Gotta break out of my chrysalis. You at the party, I miss the shit cause I stay wherever that kitchen is. Small labels got off the form. Write songs, make profits for them. She asked me where I got the name. Young Marino got dolphins on him and I'm offing on him.